Look at picture G for question number 12. Where might the place be? A. Quinn's summer residence. B. The newlyweds' apartment. C. A deserted house. D. A renovated duplex.
Look at picture H for question number 13. What are they doing? A. They are kissing the cup. B. They are having some refreshment. C. They are dancing happily to the music. D. They are passing a ball.
Look at picture I for question number 14. What is the girl doing? A. Shedding crocodile tears. B. Tearing the letter into pieces. C. Wiping off her tears. D. Writing a letter.
Look at picture J for question number 15. What did the man do? A. He just powdered his nose. B. He sexually harassed a girl. C. He mistakenly entered the ladies' room. D. He did some workout.
Question number 26. I like to go to the bookstore whenever I have some leisure time.
Question number 27. I heard that you've been sick for a week. How do you feel now?
Question number 28. What happened to Lily? She seems quite upset.
Question number 29. What are you going to be dressed as at the costume party?
Question number 30. The teacher flunked me in the final exam.
Question number 41. Ted is really an unbelievable person. He's the most wonderful man I've ever seen.
Yeah, he always tries his best to do everything and never gives up. He's truly reliable.
Furthermore, I never see him angry with anyone, and he is always kind to others.
No wonder everybody likes him. But don't you think he is too perfect to be true? I mean, is that the real Ted?
I don't know. The only thing I know is I wish I could be as popular as he is. Question: how do they feel about Ted?
Question number 42. Do you like your new English teacher? It seems that almost everyone is fond of her. And of course, I'm no exception.
Yes, I do. I couldn't even ask for a nicer teacher. She really cares about the students, and she always tells us not to underestimate ourselves. But for her inspiration, I wouldn't be a person full of confidence now. But I have only one thing to complain about.
Complain about what? Are you crazy? She's so wonderful.
We have too many assignments.
Question. Why doesn't the man like the new English teacher?
Question number 43. You look tired today. What happened to you?
I didn't sleep well yesterday.
Why? Was it because you were worried about something?
No, it was because of those noisy cats in my backyard.
Question. Why couldn't the ones sleep well?
Question number 44. Oh, God, I didn't know we have a test today. I didn't prepare for it at all. It's unfair.
Miss Brown told us about it last Friday. Don't you remember? Besides, you should study every day. Studying only before tests is what fools do.
Okay, you're right. Anyway, I think I'd better write it down the moment I'm informed next time. Whether I'm a fool or not, I really don't want this to happen again.
You should have made it a habit.
Question. What does the man mean?
Question number 45. Are you ready to order?
What's your special tonight? I've read a commentary about your steak. It says it's really nice.
Yes, it is. Our special tonight is the steak with cream mushroom sauce. And our honey roasted chicken is fantastic as well.
Great. We'll have both of them. That's all.
Question. Where could this conversation possibly take place?
Tinglitz.